Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Thursday, February 14th, Valentine's Day. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington. Washington, D.C., the crime capital of the world. Also, the headquarters of American Free Press newspaper. And I do urge you to check out the website of American Free Press on the internet at AmericanFreePress.net. And incidentally, you know, I never advertise my own books. You can order my books there. Hard copy editions of the books. They're paperback books. When I say hard copy as opposed to ebook versions of the books. And, you know, if you have never checked out my own little website that's a subsidiary of amfirstbooks.com, you might want to check it out. It's michaelcollinspiper.com. You can order ebook versions of my books there. I don't promote my own books enough. I should get on here and say, folks, if you want to buy my books, go to my website. But I don't do that enough. I should do it more often. Anyway, speaking of American Free Press, let me read you a letter to the editor of American Free Press in the issue that went to press this week. Always amazes me. Okay. Now, bear in mind, folks, American Free Press has just advertised a very interesting book written by Victor Thorne, formerly of Wing TV. Victor's book is Hillary and Bill, the first of three different books on the topic of that woman and her husband. Well, the book has not been released yet, so the letter writer could not have read the book. But she says, in her letter, she says, I have been a longtime reader of AFP, but I cannot believe you have sunk so low as to promote the hateful lies about the Clintons in the book Hillary and Bill by Victor Thorne, as appears in your promotional flyer. I'm not a Clinton supporter, but I would be just as disgusted if you attacked anyone in such a repellent manner. Whatever happened to ethics in journalism? Aren't journalists supposed to check their facts to protect the public from lies? Isn't that what AFP purports to do? Journalists are supposed to tell the truth to protect society from lies, not spread them. Folks, how can a person criticize a book and say it's full of lies if they haven't even read the book? Well, as the editorial response to this letter that's published in American Free Press says, this book contains more than 1,300 reference notes. As far as we know, every word in the book is true. Upon reading, one will understand the pertinence of the book, of the series of books. Folks, I really am puzzled as to... I guess it always continues to amaze me that people, no matter how much they seem to be on the same page, have completely different interpretations of things. We saw that one night here in this show where I had three different people on at one time, three callers who would seem to be in agreement, and yet they were going after each other, and all very articulately, with severe disagreements about one particular matter, and yet they were all in basic agreement, if you can follow that. It's just, it always amazes me how many different interpretations can be placed upon one single thought or one single sentence, one single fact. I'm not complaining, folks. I'm just wondering. And I guess that further underscores the fact that it's very, very difficult for those of us who are burdened with having to be radio hosts and with writing books and things that other people read on a regular basis. Maybe you can understand why it can be very frustrating at times. Because even though you write something, people don't always necessarily understand it. But more about that when we come back, and some news notes, and then we'll go to the phones here eventually. May even get all the callers in tonight. It's Michael Collins Piper.
Thank you. The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. Before we went to the break, I read you that letter to the editor of American Free Press by someone who's attacking Victor Thorne's book on the basis of the advertisement for it that appeared in American Free Press and saying that the book is full of lies. Well, I've read a copy of the book, although it has not been released just at this point, and I couldn't find any lies in it, but evidently some people are very sensitive. Well, here's a funny one, folks. An anonymous letter, and usually letters like this are anonymous. An anonymous letter arrived in the American Free Press mailbox today, and they passed it on to me because with this letter was attached an American Free Press flyer for my book, The Judas Goats, The Enemy Within. Well, that book, if you haven't read it, folks, and I do recommend you to do read it, is a book about a lot of things, but primarily the attempt by the Anti-Defamation League and other Jewish power groups to infiltrate all manner of organizations in America. And that's just that's just a brief overview of the book. There's much, much more. A lot about the Oklahoma bombing in there, the true story of Senator Joseph McCarthy, and it's not what you might think, the story of FBI and COINTELPRO. In any case, here's the letter. This is funny, folks. "I recently came across the enclosed flyer, which advertises a book you put out. Reading this flyer, I realized that AFP and the individual who publish and pay money for your pathetic drivel are simply crazy. Simply put, the individuals who buy your crazy conspiracy theories are mentally ill. You people are scary. Get a life. Well, they also enclose, apparently we're supposed to learn something from this, an excerpt from Martin Luther King's Nobel Prize acceptance speech in 1964. You know, it's really funny that this person hearkens to Martin Luther King Jr. because, you know, as I point out in the Judas Goats, it came out in 1993 and early 1994 during the what should have been infamous ADL spy scandal, that although we often heard about the FBI spying on Martin Luther King, what the truth is that there were Anti-Defamation League agents spying on Martin Luther King and feeding that information back to the FBI. Now, this came from a source in the ADL in New York who was actually named in the article. The name of that ADL operative at the moment escapes me, but needless to say, this was not some Ku Klux Klansman making this allegation or some neo-Nazi or some evil Jew hater or some twisted anti-Semite. No, this was a Jewish ADL official saying that, yes, the FBI was spying on Martin Luther King. Yes, they were, but this ADL person said that, in fact, the ADL also spied on Martin Luther King. And Dick Gregory, the comic, who was a good friend of Martin Luther King's, discovered that in his own FBI files, that it was the ADL, in some instances, that was spying on Dick Gregory and turning the information over to the FBI. So this poor sap that wrote the letter obviously has a lot to learn, but I thought you might be amused by that silly little letter. Sometimes we need to have a good laugh, and especially at our enemy's expense, because there's nothing funny about our enemy. Nothing funny at all. Speaking of enemies, as I've talked about on this program, as I've written about in American Free Press this week, and as you may or may not know by now, the Jews are after Hugo Chavez, the president of Venezuela. In fact, this week, there's two major pieces attacking Hugo Chavez appearing in Washington Jewish Week. One is by Dina Siegel Van, director of the American Jewish Committee's Latino and Latin American Institute, and the other is by Mona Sharen. She's this horrible kosher conservative leader, quote-unquote, and syndicated columnist. Yes, it was inevitable that the Jewish power forces would go after Hugo Chavez, strictly for one reason and one reason alone, that he happens to be a nationalist who opposes the New World Order. Maybe now we can understand a little bit better why a former American Free Press reporter, one Christopher Belin, sometimes known as False Face, other times known as Kinky Balloon, now we can understand why he apparently deliberately sabotaged his trip, paid for at the expense of American Free Press, which not only included his wife and two children, that's quite a hefty, hefty price tag. Now we can understand perhaps why Mr. Belin sabotaged his mission on behalf of American Free Press to get an interview with President Chavez. And don't forget, Hugo Chavez, there's a lot of people out there who say he's a communist and a friend of Castro, et cetera, et cetera. Don't forget, folks, Hugo Chavez and the government of Venezuela played host to 911 hero William Rodriguez. And during that time frame, or shortly thereafter, the Venezuelan National Legislature passed a resolution calling for a new investigation of 911. Wouldn't that be nice if we'd get that out of Congress, the U.S. Congress, that is? I don't think it's going to happen. Well, Doug Bloomfield, another nationally syndicated columnist who is a former officer of AIPAC, the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, has a very interesting piece in Washington Jewish Week. And guess what? It says about Mitt Romney, who now, of course, has endorsed John McCain. It says, if Romney wants Jewish support for 2012, he will have to do a much better job of building relations with GOP Jews, said a well-placed Republican Party activist. Their problem is with Romney's reliability and his religion, he said. Romney, who was a liberal governor of Massachusetts, made a 180-degree turn to the right to run for president, and many Republicans, not just Jews, worry that he might make another 180 if it serves his interests and ambitions. The former governor's Mormonism is definitely making Jews a little itchy, especially the notion of posthumously baptizing ancestors and aggressively proselytizing, said a source at a conservative think tank. Goes on to say that skepticism about Mormonism is shared by the public at large. Folks, I'm reading this to you because it just occurs to me, that this is a very interesting admission. You know, the Jews are always complaining. When I say the Jews, folks, I mean these official Jewish organizations, of which there's a million of them, representing every nook and cranny of the American Jewish community. They're always complaining about people being opposed to them because of their religion, blah, blah, blah. Well, it turns out here that the Jews have a problem with Mitt Romney's religion. Isn't that interesting, folks? So evidently it's quite kosher, so to speak, for Jews to want to have problems with other people's religions, but by God, don't ever criticize the Jewish religion. Good Lord, that's a sacrilege. I mean, after all, they are God's chosen people. Well, in Ireland, there are evidently a few chosen people, because there's an Irish rabbi who is, of guess what, complaining. Are you surprised? An Irish rabbi is assailing a decision by the Irish Film and Television Academy to pay tribute to Mel Gibson. Well, you know what, if I were the Irish Film and Television Academy, you know what I would tell this Jewish clergyman, this Jewish rabbi? I would say, Rabbi, go to hell. Always complaining, always complaining. Well, Al Gore isn't complaining. He's going to go to Tel Aviv in May, and he's going to get $1 million. He's the winner of a prize, the Dan Prize, the Dan David Prize. They're giving $1 million to Al Gore because he won in the category of the field of social responsibility with emphasis on the environment. That just sounds to me like an Israeli payoff, but that's just my opinion. And what can you expect from me? Well, another funny little item. Congressman Jim Moran, Democrat of Virginia, has endorsed Barack Obama. But since the Jews don't like Obama, they don't like him, that's true. But since the Jews don't like Jim Moran because he's dared to tell the truth about U.S. policy toward Israel, Obama's campaign issued this statement saying, Senator Obama has received the support of millions of Americans who are inspired, blah, 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 and he welcomes that support. There are clear instances where he disagrees with views expressed by individual supporters, and that is the case with Congressman Moran's comments on the Jewish community's role in the decision to wage war in Iraq. Senator Obama is proud of his close and long-standing ties to the Jewish community and blames Washington's failed conventional thinking for a war in Iraq that should never have been authorized and never have been waged. Poor Obama. Poor, poor Mr. Obama. Isn't that funny? Isn't that funny that, you know, well, what can I say, folks? We're going to a break here very shortly. Couple little items when we come back, and we will go to the phones. The number here is 800-313-9443. Call now or forever hold your peace. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Welcome back. Michael Collins Pfeiffer here at republicbroadcasting.org. Last night, one of our callers, Jim from Texas, alluded to Senator Barack Obama as being kind of a golem, and a creature concocted by our Jewish money lords and media barons that's gotten out of control. Of course, the Golem is the title of my new book about Israel's nuclear weapons program. But, you know, in many respects, you know, this Barack Obama phenomenon, yes, he is, in fact, a creature, a creation of the media. And as I've been telling you, and I keep insisting, he was built up by the media for the very purpose of knocking down Hillary Clinton. And I'm going to say it again, I don't think either Obama or Hillary Clinton is going to be the Democratic nominee. I tend to think the Democratic nominee is going to be that guy I mentioned earlier who just went to Israel and picked up a $1 million prize. That same guy, former Vice President Al Gore, whose daughter is married to an heir of the Schiff banking family, Jacob Schiff, the Jewish banker that financed the Bolshevik Revolution. Yeah. I don't think there's any doubts about Al Gore's reliability as far as his controllers are concerned. But, you know, this Obama guy, there are people tripping over themselves to rush to support him. And it's amazing. You know, I almost have to agree with Hillary Clinton. You know, Hillary Clinton complains about the fact that she speaks in specifics about lots of policies, and Obama gives these big speeches, you know, that really say nothing when it comes right down to it. They sure do sound good, though. And that just goes to show you that you can sell a product to the American people. That is, the mass media can, and that's what they've done with Obama. Well, speaking of myths, speaking of misinformation, you know, one of the favorite stories I always hear is about how the Nazis burned books. Well, I'm going to throw some cold water on that fire. Listen to this, folks. This is from a book, just discovered this last evening, a book by Sander Gilman, with the unlikely title of Jewish Self-Hatred. He's a professor of humane studies at Cornell University and a professor of psychiatry at Cornell Medical College. Well, this is very interesting, folks. Listen to this very carefully. On May 10, 1933, the official organization of students in Germany arranged for public bonfires to be held throughout the country. Into these fires were thrown books representing the intellectual patrimony of the Weimar Republic. In preparation for this action, the student organization posted 12 theses on posters throughout Germany, announcing their opposition to the anti-German spirit. The response to these posters, which went up at the beginning of April 1933, was quite hostile, at least on the part of the German Jews, who still did not believe that Nazi ideology could be translated into a program of action. But anyway, folks, it's very, very interesting because this was done by the German student union, folks. Students in Germany. Not the German government, not the Nazi party, the German student union. And yet, all these years, we've been hearing, we are given this idea, we have this idea that when Hitler came into power, they went into the libraries and pulled books off the shelves, and that they, you know, took books out of the bookstores and burned them in public. No, these were ceremonial public bonfires sponsored by the German Student Union. Even the rector of the Berlin University ordered the removal of the posters because of two of the theses that appeared in the 12 theses that were posted. Isn't that interesting, folks? There's another myth about Germany, another myth laid waste. It was the German Student Union, young intellectuals, if you will, who were burning the books. And there were ceremonial public burnings, folks. Just like I've always said, I'd like to have a ceremonial public burning of the Talmud. You know, if Jews want to read that horrible book and use it to guide their own thinking, they're welcome to read that horrible book. But I personally, if I came across a Talmud, I'd like to burn it. That doesn't mean I'm going to go in and steal all the Talmuds from all the synagogues and all the Jewish centers of conspiracy and Jewish centers of learning and burn their Talmuds. No, not at all. But, again, there's just one of those funny little stories about Germany that just completely, the truth completely contradicts the lies that are told. Just another one of them, folks. Okay, we are going to a break. When we come back, we are going to go to the phones. So we have a couple callers lined up, but if you want to get on, here's your chance to do it. The number here is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Still waiting for Steve from California, who said I was a Jewish agent who was not letting him come aboard. Still waiting for Steve to call. Haven't heard from him.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylight is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylight, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins, Pfeiffer here. You know, if I had some money to invest, I'll tell you where I would go. I'd go to RBN's sponsor, Onesti Investment Advisors. Onesti Investment Advisors, they look after your investments, folks. You can use them to invest for retirement, fund education, lower taxes, reduce your investment risk, enhance return potential, increase retirement income, and protect against the falling dollar. I'm going to give you their number here in a moment and their website. Their number, telephone number, is 505-296-2453. 505-296-2453. And their website address is onestiadvisors.com. I'm going to spell that out for you. O-N-E-S-T-I, advisors.com. Onesti is spelled O-N-S-O-N-E-S-T-I, Onesti, like 1-S-T-I, advisors.com. 1-S-T-I, advisors.com, or, correctly, onestiadvisors.com. Give them a call. Check them out. Well, I must tell you, I was sitting in a restaurant here in Capitol Hill this evening, and I am going to the phones in a moment here. I was sitting in a restaurant here on Capitol Hill, and two U.S. senators were sitting at an adjoining table. I'm not going to name them because I don't want to embarrass them. But I have to say, folks, these two senators, who are both Democrats, are probably two of the better people in the United States Senate. And like I say, I won't name them because I don't want the Anti-Defamation League to mark it down that Michael Collins Piper has said nice things about two Democratic U.S. senators. Both of them are conventional liberals, and I'm sure both of them will very easily trip over themselves to say how much they love Israel. But I've seen the one in action before, eating in the same restaurant, and he seems like a pretty down-to-earth guy. And from what I've read about him, he seems like he is, for all intents and purposes, a pretty good guy, one of the better of a bad lot. Likewise with the other U.S. senator there. So, you know, I don't think they're all bad. They could do a lot better, but we could get and do get a lot worse. All right, well, let's go to the phones here. Let's go the whole way to Hawaii, where Daniel is calling from. Daniel, come aboard.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Fine, thank you. Didn't you come to Hawaii in 2002?
Is this the day? I think I know who this is. We haven't talked in a long,
right.
long time.
I'm still standing. I'm running for mayor this.
What's that?
I'm still standing. I'm running for mayor this year.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. I ran for governor twice. I ran for mayor once before.
Yeah, well, listen.
I've gotten a lot of local attention, and I have a house.
Send some of your information to American Free Press,
and
we'll do a story about it.
Help out in the campaign. My political platform is to build a floating biosphere, you recall?
I don't remember that specifically, but...
Founder of the Free Energy Party.
Yes, I do remember you. Yeah, mm-hmm. Well,
yeah.
Send your information in to me, care of American Free Press. You have our...
I did already today to Michael Powers.
All right.
Possibly, maybe being a broadcaster or something, maybe I could recruit some help.
Absolutely. We'll do a story about you in American Free Press.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, listen, if you want
to... Come on out and stay at my house.
Well, listen, why don't you give your information out right here, if you can, on the air for people who are listening.
Okay. My phone number is area code 808-841-1681.
That's 808-841-1681. 1681. Okay, very good. Do you have an email?
I've got that. I think for what it's worth, I could do both. Let's see. It's Daniel of Rev at yahoo.com.
Daniel of Rev at yahoo.com.
Yes, sir.
All right. Listen, thanks for calling in, Daniel. Good to hear from you.
Aloha.
Been a long time.
God bless.
All right, you take care of yourself.
Aloha.
Nice fellow there, ladies and gentlemen. All right, here's another nice fellow, although I don't think our Jewish friends like him very much. Jim from Texas. Jim, come on up.
Mike.
How you doing, Jim?
I have a slight update on last night's show.
Okay.
That I understand that I can't confirm this totally, but... I understand that Bill Richardson has been declared an honorary member of OPEC, the only individual ever declared a member of OPEC, because of his proven oil reserves, okay? And I might admonish you slightly about your misspelling on when you started your show about your anonymous letter. It wasn't anonymous. It was spelled ABBYCOOPER. It wasn't anonymous. The first letter was right, but after that, everything was wrong.
Spell that again.
ABBYCOOPER.
That sounds like the name of a rabbi friend of mine.
yeah, it kind of resembles that. But hey.
You know, it's interesting, Jim. When we get letters like that at American Free Press, almost invariably, they are totally anonymous, and they're usually filled with the most obscene language talking about bathroom functions. And, you know, Mark Glenn and I have talked about this. This is something we've noticed, that when we get angry emails from, well, shall we say, followers of the Talmud, These emails are almost invariably loaded with that kind of language. In fact, you know, on more than one occasion, I have even had them say things to me like, Mikey Piper, where's your diaper? And, you know, the last time I had heard that was in first grade. You know, but this is the kind of mindset and the kind of thinking that comes out of the Talmudic point of view. So
right, it's all scatological, so to speak.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. In fact, in my entire experience, I can only think out of probably maybe 100 letters over the years that I have received from people of the Jewish persuasion critical of my work, I can only think of four that were written by people who sounded like they were sensible human beings. Occasionally I get emails from a gentleman named Henry who sends some interesting information in to me by email. He's a listener to this program. I would count Henry among that group. There was a young man from Michigan, as I recall, and then there was an elderly retired dentist living out in Phoenix. But those three right there, that's the three that come to mind immediately, whereas I would say 96 to 97% of the others have always been vile and vulgar, and I couldn't read them on the air because the Federal Communications Commission would come down on us. But it's very, very interesting, yeah.
I had an interesting thing. I was on the RBN chat room before the show, and there was this character on there called himself Hyman, which is a normal Jewish name, and after listening to or watching and reading several of his posts, I discovered that he had misspelled his name. It should have been with an E, okay? Which would have been much more appropriate.
Jim, you're bad.
I know, but hey, you let me on, so it's your fault.
You're my burden, Jim.
If you don't like it, throw me off, Mike.
You're my favorite. You're my favorite albatross, Jim. Have a good evening. We'll talk to you later.
Okay, you too, Mike.
Jim's a bad boy. Jim's a bad boy. All right, let's go to Connecticut, where we've got Henry. Henry, how are you this evening?
Hello. Yeah, hi. You mentioned something about you get some kind of letters with something dealing with excrement and bowel movement and all that?
Yes, exactly.
Right, like nasty comments from what people proclaim to be Jewish and
they're all the letters that are attacking me for things I've written about Jews come from, I would say, as I say, of about 100 letters I've received over the years, either handwritten or by email. I would say 96 to 97% of them are full of the most vile language, and I can throw it back at them. Don't get me wrong.
Right, but what I want to clarify is that these people, when they write you, they claim to be Jewish, and the language they use deals mainly with bowels and manure and bowel movement, that kind of thing.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Okay. Well, you know, I find that very fascinating. Not that I'm interested in that topic.
It's right.
I think it's kind of gross, man. But,
right.
But I find it funny in this way, because I talked to a well-known internet broadcaster by the name of Jackie Petru, who has a show called SweetLiberty.org.
Right, right. And she does a lot of good work.
Yeah, right. And she told me, she's a very big fan of you, by the way.
Oh,
and
that's
she
nice
said
to hear that.
She said that there's something with the Jews she's found from her experience with she used the word SHIT, you know, with them and that, and she's mentioned the Talmud and all that. You know, I find that interesting because I know Jack Otto told me this. See, I don't have a TV, but I got a shortwave. But Jack Otto told me that he saw a show with Howard Stern, a recent one. It might have been like middle of last year before he died, where Howard Stern, but it was on a cable thing or a satellite, whatever the show, the TV thing that Howard Stern got. I think it's cable or something or satellite, where there was this stuff that looked like bowels that was on the fan, and the fan was spinning, you know, high speed. And the stuff was blowing on Howard. And I guess that's supposed to be like a joke, like, you know, S hitting the fan or whatever the case is. But
yeah, that's just grotesque.
Yeah, right. That's what he said. He said it was just kind of a little nasty, which it is. You can laugh. In some cases you laugh, but it's a little disgusting, too, at the same time. So it's a little gross. And, you know, he was just saying that, you know, he didn't, he was, that was it. He didn't want to see any more of that yet, you know. That's a little nasty, but that's from Howard Stern. Sometimes he would have stuff like that, you know.
Yeah,
I don't think it was real, but it could have been brownies or something. But
yeah,
it
it's.
Like
but
it.
You know, I think you know, I think it all comes back, as I say. I think it all comes back to this this Talmudic mindset that
yeah,
we talk about here
yeah.
in this program, and that's very, very true. You know, and I've noticed that. I mean, I've gotten, you know. I get nasty letters from other people too, for one reason or another. But as
it's
I
not
say,
as much centered around feces, though.
I'm sorry. What did you say?
It's not as much centered around feces, though. The people
right,
you do
exactly.
get from other people, right?
Right. Right. Exactly.
Right.
It's a
yeah.
Like I say that. That's
well,
very
some truth to that, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, obviously Jackie Petru has experienced that, and you know Mark Glenn has noted the same thing, and I've talked to other people. Who have said the same thing? So this is not some, not just. I guess it's not just my perception either. But you know, just that's the way it is.
They're making this country that way too, because of all these filthy third world immigrants they're bringing in here. I talked to a couple of people who said that there's bowel movement all across the Texas and Southern California border from all these people that we think we're supposed to bring in here. You know, and what is this nonsense thing? We're supposed to let any crap come in here because we work hard. We'll have certain values. We're supposed to flip over for values. This country is supposed to be the economic freedom and economic prosperity for its own people. It's supposed to have a common language and culture, which is predominantly Western and English or in European, mostly. Why should we sit there and flip out and let any crap come in here illegally because they work hard and sweat and downsizing all the American people and putting them out of work and putting them on welfare and everything else? I mean, that's dumb.
Well, you know, this is the problem. You know, we have seen these policies that have been so destructive to this country, and you know, they are suicidal policies.
Yeah, they are. Ever since 1965, with October 3rd, that Immigration Reform Act, that was illegal immigration. Not mentioning illegal. That's
well,
illegal.
Yeah. You know, but it's not just you know, not even just in the case of.
Immigration
policies, it just goes on and on and on, you know, and this could be a great nation, but I'm not even sure the word nation even really applies
yeah,
to
I
this
know.
Country.
It makes
anymore.
Me wonder. Yeah, I know.
Exactly.
I heard people say that to me, too.
Yeah,
I mean, say that to me in an idealistic way, too, like what American is. I think that's dumb. But they were more idealistic and spiritually minded stupidness with, like, let any race and anything flood here, it doesn't matter or whatever. But I know what you're saying, like, if we are even are a nation anymore.
Yeah. I think that's really somewhat questionable.
Yeah, it looks that way.
Sad as
it really
is.
Looks that way. If you come out of John F. Kennedy Airport in Queens, you wonder if you're even in America. I'm serious. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right, great show.
All right, thanks for your call, Henry. All right, we are going now to go to back to Texas, where we have Rita calling in. Rita, come on up.
How are you doing, Mike?
Haven't heard from you in a while, Rita.
Oh, I've been kind of, I've been kind of taking a sabbatical. I have to do that every once in a while.
I understand it completely.
You know, do you remember Peter Zenger historically? This Peter Zenger, the guy who was being prosecuted in the colonists?
Yeah, that was one of the early early freedom of speech cases in this country. Yes, I
well,
do.
Well, I was celebrating last week. I was so happy because there was this guy. I think it was from Illinois. He shot the mayor, two police officers, and three city council people. Oh, I was so happy, Mike. You know, I thought to myself. Sometimes I listen to RBN Live, and sometimes I think. That it's going to be so fatalistic, but I've got hope. I'm wondering whether or not now the council people are going to start having bulletproof vests and, you know, bulletproof windows, you know, in order to have council meetings going
well,
on.
Well, you know, it's interesting because, you know, if you, I don't know if you've been to Washington, D.C. lately, but here on Capitol Hill, they've turned it into basically, it appears like an armed camp. You know, they are afraid of the people, and, you know, I have to confess, you know, I have to confess, Rita, that when I heard that story, too, I kind of laughed. I kind of laughed because I was thinking, you know, I don't know, I don't know the circumstances as to why this guy did what he did. He may have just been crazy, or he may have had some legitimate complaint, and he felt that he wasn't getting the best service from the city council. But, you know, there is a lesson for public officials to learn from something like this, that they can't continue to run roughshod over people, because sometimes they run roughshod over the wrong people, and that's the kind of thing that happens. And, you know, as I say, I'm not advocating that people do it, but, you know, when it does happen, you kind of have to understand that a lot of times these public officials are asking for it.
Well, that guy's my hero. The other thing that I'm looking forward to the citizenries to start packing a six gun. I mean, you know, they had all those people that were shot out there.
Rita, we're going to a break. Hang on there if you would. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Michael Collins Piper here. We're going to be back in a minute or two with Rita from Texas.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat, and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Getting ready to close out the hour. We have Rita from Texas aboard with us. You know, Rita, I have hanging on my wall here an interesting little picture I clipped out of a magazine many years ago. There was a gentleman by the name of Anthony Kersitsis, I believe his name was. He was, I believe, in Chicago. A banker foreclosed on him, despite Mr. Kersitsis' best efforts to try to work with the bank, Well, what he decided was he wasn't going to take it lying down. He captured the banker who pulled the stunt on him and connected. He tied the guy up and put the guy in a straitjacket with a shotgun attached to it. And he held the guy hostage for several days, but he finally gave up. But as I remember, Mr. Kersitsis was taken away by the police. He was shouting, "I'm a national hero." And you know what? I think he really was. And it's just this kind of thing that the bankers and all the other troublemakers in our government and in finance had better come to realize, because people will start packing, as you suggest, Rita.
Well, it's coming, and you know, there's just a fundamental thing that is called, he who strikes the first blow reaps what they sow. So I'm going to just sit back and keep watching, because I'm waiting for the revolution to happen. But in conclusion, let me share with you something else. Until the military goes into the White House and arrests that sorry treasonous Benedict Arnold called Bush and hang him up the nearest tree in the White House for treason, I do not support the military.
I understand your point of view on that, Rita, but you know, I'll tell you, I'm thinking that it's going to have to be the military that's going to step in and clean things up in this country. You know, I'm all in favor of the ballot box, but we're seeing what the ballot box is producing, and right now it doesn't seem to be in the best interest of this country. So these military guys, they have the guns and the ammunition, and they may have to be our new American militia, just like the guys at Lexington and Concord.
Well, I firmly believe that all tyranny comes in the form of a uniform, so I don't share your viewpoint. I do believe that the farmers and the common people are going to resist, just like that guy who shot those council people.
Well, I tell you what, I'd like to see that too, Rita. I mean, I would like to see it come from the grassroots, but I think it's going to take a lot more suffering and a lot more pain and a lot more people waking up before it really happens. But
I agree with you, but it's coming. God bless you, Mike.
All right, thanks for your call, Rita. Good to hear from you again. All right, folks, this is Michael Collins Piper. We are wrapping up the hour here. We had another caller. I don't think we're going to have time to bring him up, so I'm just going to apologize to Byron from Canada, but urge you to keep on listening, folks, to the Republic Broadcasting Network. More good programming comes ahead. And, of course, don't forget, as I announced last night, starting next Saturday, I don't mean the Saturday after tomorrow, but 1 week from Saturday, the next Saturday, Mark Glenn and Phil Turney, USS Liberty survivor, are going to launch a new program right here on RBN called the Liberty Hour. Talk about not just the USS Liberty, but the events that are taking place in our world today, many of which, in many respects, can be traced back to the attack on the USS Liberty by our so-called friend and ally, hardly that, the state of Israel, the gangster state of Israel. All right, folks, thanks for tuning in. As always, I appreciate your calls. Have a good evening. See you here tomorrow night.